1 Timothy, the first chapter, the 14th verse. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Verse 19, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Amen. That's what I want to preach on this evening, the Lord being my helper, is shipwreck. Amen. The backslider is looked at and likened to several different things in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 2 tells us that it is as the dog returning to his own vomit, as a sow that is washed and then returning back to wallow in the mire. Amen. And lastly, here, Paul gives us this example of a shipwreck, a wrecked ship. Amen. How many would agree with me tonight that we're on a journey somewhere? We're all headed somewhere. Amen. I don't believe in purgatory. Amen. I believe in a literal burning hell and a literal eternal heaven. Amen. There's only two places to go. Amen. And there's only two kind of people. Saved and lost. Saint and sinner. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to be on that boat headed to heaven. Amen. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to see anybody go to hell. I don't want to see my worst enemy, whoever it may be. I don't want to see him die lost and go to hell. Amen. Praise God. We're on a journey. We're headed somewhere. Amen. If you could just imagine with me for just a little while tonight, your redeemed soul, your blood-washed redeemed soul, sailing towards heaven. If you look around you, you'll see wrecked ships all around. You'll see parts of sails and masts and broken hulls of ships that one time were on the same journey that you were on, but now have found themselves shipwrecked on the sea of life. Amen. It is the devil's plan. It is the devil's purpose to hinder every one of us from getting to heaven. He don't want us to go to heaven. He don't want us to serve God. He doesn't want us to live close to God. He doesn't want us to be in fellowship with God. Satan only desires one thing, and that is to destroy you and your family. Amen. Praise God. A brand new ship, as well as an old one, can be wrecked. Amen. It doesn't matter if it's new or if it's old. If it's never been driven or if it's been driven a many years, that does not exempt it from having a shipwreck. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not real good on my history, but I believe the Titanic, wasn't it its first journey out? When it sunk, they said it was the unsinkable ship. Amen. They said it was one that could not sink. Amen. And some 2,000 or more people boarded on that ship. And they found themselves sailing, amen, and through a wintry place. And they come against a glacier of ice. And it slammed against that ship. And it went down. Amen. It took it a while, but eventually it went down. And hundreds of people perished. Amen. On a ship that was thought to never be able to sink. Amen. There are people that look at life and they think there's no way they can backslide. That there's no way they'll ever get way out in sin. Amen. Praise God. There are several things that can cause shipwreck. One is a reef or a hidden rock. Amen. Many a boat has been sailing at full speed and all of a sudden strike a rock. It was there all the time, Brother Brim. It had never gone anywhere. It was sitting there all the time. It was just beneath the surface of the water, just a little bit. Amen. Maybe the captain couldn't see it. Maybe the passengers couldn't see it to call out to the captain to turn the vessel around. Amen. But yet that thing was sitting there all of the time. Amen. So it is with carnality. Amen. Oftentimes it can sit inside of our heart and it can go unnoticed by us. Amen. And the only thing that will show it up is a prayer life. Amen. Praying to God to show you the things that may hinder you on your journey. Amen. Oh, to God that the Lord would help us to see that there can be things in our way that can cause us shipwreck on the sea of life. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you tonight. I ain't going to hold you long. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray me. Judas, filthy lucre got him. Just for 30 pieces of silver, he sold the very best thing that heaven had to give to earth. Judas sold him. He was a disciple. He was sailing alongside of his brethren, Peter, James, John, Andrew. Amen. All of those disciples, he was sailing alongside of them. Amen. And something got a hold of him. Amen. And Judas went out in the night and hanged himself. Amen. A vessel, a ship that was on the right course, but somehow became shipwrecked. Amen. Another thing that will wreck a ship is for it to spring a leak, letting this little thing and that little thing come in. Amen. Oftentimes the devil makes it look like it's harmless. Amen. That there ain't much to it. Amen. Daddy, I don't know how you say dad, daddy, father. Me and my daddy. Amen. We went out a fishing one day. Man, we had a good looking bass boat. It was a 71 banana yellow bomber. Man, we got in that thing and we had one thing in mind. That was to go fishing. Amen. We headed out to our spot that we knowed where it was. Amen. We was just a fishing. We was having a time. I caught a couple. He caught one or two. All of a sudden I looked down and I saw water starting to bubble up in the bottom of that boat. Amen. The hull of that vessel had done got full of water and it was already coming through the live well and already coming to the surface of the floor of that boat. I looked at him. He looked at me. And he said, what in the world are we going to do? Only one of us had a hat. No bucket. Amen. One hat. Amen. This one of them net hats. Amen. What luck. Amen. What are we going to do? Oh, note one thing. I'm glad he thought of it. He's a better fisherman than me. He crunk up the boat. Amen. We took off. Amen. As we was going, finally some of that water was pulling out of that boat. Amen. We could have sat there and we could have been consumed with what we was doing and never looked down to see that we were sinking. Amen. Sometimes we can get so caught up in just the day-to-day routine that we fail to see that our prayer life is slipping. Amen. And that we're letting this thing and that thing take complete control of our life and never realize that it is taking us down. Amen. The devil does not want you to reach heaven's harbor. Amen. Striking a shoal or a shallow place can wreck a ship. Taking up with some kind of shallow religion, shallow belief, shallow prayer life. Amen. Hallelujah. A shallow altar service, shallow living can cause shipwreck. There are people that are satisfied just to come to church, Brother Brim. Sit on that pew. Put their tithe envelope in the offering plate. Amen. And raise a hand every now and then. Amen. But their experience with God is so shallow that if they're not careful, there'll come a time that they'll drive aground and they will become shipwrecked on this sea of life. Amen. We're on a journey. We're headed to heaven. Amen. And the only way to get there is to be careful about where you go and how you act, amen, in your Christian life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I've noticed something in the holiness movement. I don't know if you know it or not, man. It irks me. Irk a word? I don't know. Irk's a good word. That's good then. Man, it gets me all tore up. And that's these sissified, lip-wristed boys. Praise the Lord. Amen. And what beats all, they wear a pink shirt. I don't know about you, but back in Alabama, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it's a duck. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, them boys didn't go over in high school where I went. Amen. Praise God. They were the ones that got stuffed in the locker. Amen, Brother Michael. What in the world's that got to do with the night service? I'm telling you what, I've watched it and I have seen it. Amen. It's a spirit of hell. It's a spirit that gets on young men. Amen. Hallelujah. And what it is a spirit of homosexuality. That's the only way to put it. Amen. That's the only way to look at it. You can say he's a mama's boy all you want to. Amen. But that ain't so. Amen. I'm a mama's boy, but I still walk like a man. I still talk like a man. I still act like a man. Amen. It'll drag men down. Amen. We're living in an hour where the devil wants us to believe that things can be accepted and never affect us. The Presbyterian Church. Amen. I don't like to call names, but anyway, the Episcopalians. I know for a fact the Episcopalians, they have ordained homosexual men to preach the gospel. Amen. Shipwreck. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, Lord. Having a collision with a sister ship in the midst of a fog. A misunderstanding. Now, there's some folks you don't misunderstand. Amen. I pastored a church, and I was there for a long time. 10 months. Amen. And there's some folks you don't misunderstand. Amen. They walked in there, and they wanted to do something for the preacher. They wanted to, don't fall out with me here. They wanted to give the preacher a little more money. Well, I didn't buck it. Of course I didn't. You wouldn't either. Amen. Well, I thought it was just going to be a normal old service. We went back in the back and had a men's meeting. Amen. I ain't telling you where it is. Amen. But we went back there. One deacon stood up. He said, "Bless God, I don't think the preacher ought to make no more than I make." What? Well, that had been pretty good. He was county commissioner and had about 100 head of cattle and I don't know how many goats. I mean, you know, goats are up right now, by the way. Amen. Yeah, they're on up, but yeah. Oh, God. He said, "I don't think the preacher ought to make no more than I make." Bless your heart, brother. Amen. Another one stood up, and boy, they got into it. All of a sudden, he resigned. He walked out the door. His wife looked at him like, "Where in the world are you going?" He didn't say nothing to her. He walked out the glass doors, got in his truck and left. She was still sitting there. Amen. Those kind of people you don't misunderstand. But there are times when good people, amen, get to have a misunderstanding. Amen. And maybe they're not having a good day. Maybe their things aren't going their way. And maybe
maybe they do talk short to you in a service and you have a misunderstanding. Well, he don't like me, or she don't love me, or I've done something. Amen. And then in the midst of a fog, amen, bitterness can spring up inside of a heart. You didn't intend for it to happen. Your sister or brother didn't intend for it to happen. But a shipwreck can be the result of a misunderstanding. Hallelujah. My Lord, I don't know why the Lord laid this on my heart. Shipwreck. For another reason. Another reason is for a ship to remain off course. Sailing down the wrong waters. Waters that lead away from the shores of heaven. Drifting out in the middle of the sea of life. No guidance by God. Just drifting. Amen. That's one way of causing shipwreck. Is to remain off course. To just drift away. Amen. Hallelujah. Nine out of ten backsliders. This ain't no real statistic, but this I believe. 9 out of 10 of them seem to be in the shape that they're in, and because it all started with drift. It all started with them just letting up and not doing nothing. Amen. That little prayer life turned into no prayer life. That little worship turned into no worship. Amen. That little faithfulness, it turned into no faithfulness. Faithfulness. Amen. And all of a sudden, in the midst of doing nothing, they find themselves in dangerous waters. Oh God, drift takes no effort, but to stay on course will take you keeping your hand to the oar and rowing, doing the best you can, trying to get to God's good heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you make shipwreck, remember this, that you won't be the only one. I believe there's one verse of Scripture said that on those other little ships, there are other ships that are following right behind you. Amen. Praise God. Most of the time when you're boating and you're out on the water, you are trying your best to stay behind the other boats that are in front of you. That way you won't go over their waves and the ripples in the water that they're making, but you get right behind them. Amen. Not too close, but not too far. And you try to follow their path. Amen. Oh, how many men and women do you know and I know that have went the wrong way? It did not only destroy them. It did not only affect them, but it affected those that were close behind, that weren't following. Amen. I've got 2 little children. And whether I want to believe it or you want to believe it, that they are watching me. And they are watching their mother. Amen. And the steps that I take and the paths that I choose, more than likely they will follow. Amen. I don't want to make shipwreck and destroy my own family. I don't want to make shipwreck and destroy my own home. Hallelujah. You young folks, how many of you ain't married? I see one. Boy, she's reaching high. Amen. Praise God. All right. Hey, several here. Choosing the right companion can determine whether you make it or not. Hallelujah. Praise God. He may be so ugly he snags lightning. He may be so ugly, he's like that one man said about me. He said, boy, you're so ugly, your mama had to feed you with a slingshot. That's pretty rare, ain't it? I believe it. Amen. Yeah, Sister Brim said, yeah, I got a witness. Amen. Praise God. He may be so big that you got to open both doors to get him in the church, honey. Amen. But if he's a good man, if he's a holy man, and he's God's man for you, you better say, I do. They won't always stay that way. He may get bigger. Hallelujah. I was 145 pounds when I got married. You probably think I still weigh that, don't you? Not really. I weigh 190 pounds. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been gaining a little. I've been catching up to some of you. Amen. I don't want you to feel alone in life. Amen. He ain't going to stay the same, is he? His teeth's going to fall out. His hair's going to fall out. Amen. Like my preacher, he said, "My Lord, my God, son, I never would have thought the day I'd have to take myself apart to go to sleep." Hallelujah. Praise God. But things like that happen, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. But oh, to have a good, godly companion. Don't it make the journey sweet? Amen. Don't it make it easy to go to church when you ain't got to wrestle with her to get her out of bed, to iron clothes, to get ready to go to church? Amen. She's happy and going. Amen. When you don't have to nudge him to get him away from the newspaper to get him to church on time, he's happy and going. Amen. Oh, it's worth it serving God, having a godly home. Amen. I know there's some that aren't as fortunate, but all we can do is pray that God we'll put the pieces together. But those of us that God has blessed, we got to do what we can to stay together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shipwreck. Bible said some having faith, holding faith, and a good conscience. I'm hurrying. I don't even know what time I'm starting. Amen. But I'm going to quit here. Holding faith. They let go of faith, and they let go of that good conscience. Amen. Your first step of going back on God is tampering with your conscience. You go to messing with a man's conscience. You go to messing with your own conscience. Well, maybe it ain't like that. Maybe it's not quite that close. I don't know about you. Amen. But when I'm out on a boat, I don't want that man to see how close he can get to the bank. I want him to stay as in deeper water as he can. Amen. Because I don't want to make shipwreck. You get an individual to believe in wrong, it won't be long he'll start living wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is not a playground, is it? It's a battlefield. There's a real devil out there. There are real sins that want to drag our young people down and our elder people down. I read in a newspaper not too long ago of a 75-year-old man in Texas that got mad at his wife and his grandchildren was in a mobile home. He went out in the night and he got him some gasoline and he got him a lighter and he burned his family up inside that mobile home. 75 years old, the devil works on the old as well as the young. Amen. He's trying to get every soul he can get. Before it wraps up. Amen. The Bible said that in the last days, he would go about working harder than he ever has. Amen. I believe that's today. I believe we're in the last days. There's never been any more disturbance in the Middle East like there is this year. There's never been any more trouble in that land of Israel and surrounding areas like there is now. It's fulfillment of prophecy. It's the coming of the end of time. Amen. And I want to be sailing safely in the will of God. Hallelujah. The devil wants to drag you down. Satan wants to destroy you. There's a girl I went to high school with. We got her to come into church. Her name was Jamie Welch. She got to come into church. She had got out of high school and got married. She married a man who was in his 40s. Amen. He was a good man in one sense, but he was lost. Amen. And he was a lot older than her. Amen. They had some marital problems. They had some trouble. They come to the house of God, sat on the back pew on a Sunday morning service. Preacher got up and preached. Holy Ghost conviction fell in that house. Got a hold of her. Shook her. She began to weep and she began to cry. I watched her husband look at her and pull at her. If you'll come pray, I will. She wouldn't move. She wouldn't get up. And for that, he sat there with her. They walked out of the door 1 week later. They got in an argument. They had a little baby about a year and a half old. He got mad at her, threw a kitchen chair at her. She dodged it, hit the baby, put a bad bruise on that baby and hurt it real bad. That mother in a rage, that young lady that had the opportunity to get right with God, even in a rage, she ran to the kitchen. She got an 8-inch butcher knife and she went for that husband and she stabbed him right in the heart. He bled and he died. And you know what he was doing? He wasn't calling on God. He bled and died cursing his wife. Amen. The devil don't care. He don't care who you are. He don't care what your name is. You say it may not never happen to me. You say it may not ever be that way in my life. Friend, you do not know what the devil will do to your soul if you get out of the hands of a merciful God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hymenaeus and Alexander are examples to me and you. Do you know of an example? Hallelujah. I know I mentioned it at the camp meeting, but I got a pastor that ain't with me no more. I got a mama who's not sailing with me no more. But that don't mean I have to make shipwreck. I can still go to heaven. Hallelujah. The storm may rage. The wind may blow. But God said, now unto him, Paul said, now unto him that is able to keep you. Can he keep us? Amen. If we want to make it, we can make it. I'm reminded of that story in the 27th chapter of the book of Acts. Paul was on board that ship. 14 days, 14 nights, no sun, no moon, no star. Stormy. Amen. The Lord never told us we wouldn't have no trouble. Amen. If you're looking for a reason to jump ship, you can find many of them. Amen. You can say, because this happened, because that happened. Amen. But I'm not looking for a reason to jump ship. I'm looking for a reason to stay in the ship. Amen. Paul looked around with 276 men that was crying, what should we do? They were throwing over cargo. They were throwing over luggage. They were throwing over food. They were throwing everything they could to stay afloat. And many of them wanted to jump the ship and take off swimming to shore. But Paul said, none shall live except ye abide in the ship. There's only one way to heaven. That's staying with Jesus. Hallelujah. So what did they do? They listened to the man of God. And they stayed. The wind didn't stop blowing. The rain didn't let up. The sun didn't begin to shine. Amen. The Bible said that ship ran aground. But the last verse of that chapter said some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. But they all escaped safe to land. I can only imagine that big centurion soldier as he got his footing on the sand and he walked up on that beach and maybe he found that scroll that was laying there and he picked it up and he started calling the roll. Amen. Aristarchus, Christian from Caesarea, present. Brutus, soldier of the legion, present. Luke, traveling physician from Antioch, present. Woo! And he started getting happy. And he started getting excited. And he called his own, and he called Paul by name, Paul. Hebrew prisoner, on his way to Rome. Present. Woo! Hallelujah. It's coming a time, church, if we stay with the ship, that this old ship's going to go aground. It's going to be in the harbor of heaven. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He's going to get the roll. And He's going to call out the names of those that stayed with the ship. And I want to hear Him say, Michael Carter. And I want to be able to say, present. Here I am, Lord, through the storm, through the wind, but I made it. Safe. That's all saying all over the church house tonight. You don't have to sink. You don't have to make shipwreck. You don't have to let the devil ruin your life. You can make it all the way to heaven's home. Hallelujah. While my wife comes to the piano, every head bowed, every eye closed. Oh, God. How about it this evening? The devil been warring against you? Have you felt the contrary winds of life blow against you? Has the devil showed you a place to jump ship? Has he give you a reason that sounds like it's a good excuse? I want to warn you tonight, there ain't nothing in this world worth living for. There is nothing in this world worth giving up the good things of God for. This is the best way, and this is the only way to heaven. While she's playing and singing, every head bowed, every eye closed, I won't embarrass you. I won't come grab you by the hand, pull you down to this altar. I'd like to see a show of hands, preacher. Young, middle-aged, or old, preacher, pray for me. The devil's been warring against me. I don't want to backslide. I don't want to go back on God. I don't want to wreck and ruin my life. But I have felt the pressures of hell and the forces of the devil fighting against my life. Would there be anybody that'd raise your hand this evening? All right. Thank God for those hands. He has showed me and tried to give me reasons for letting up, for just doing nothing, to be satisfied in drifting, be satisfied in just being in the ship. Would there be others here tonight? All right, thank God for those hands. Preacher, pray. I don't want to drift too far from the shore. I don't want to drift too far away. I want to get back on course tonight. She's playing and singing. Before I give a general altar call, I want to ask you, do you want special prayer? Do you want to come stand around the front? How about it? How about it, saints of God? How about it? We'll pray for you. We got time to pray. I may not have time enough to preach to you everything I want to preach to you, but we got plenty of time to pray until we hear from heaven and God gives us strength. Here's one. Say, someone else. The devil been warring against you. Warring against your mind.
Just before the waves
of slumber
had rocked my soul to sleep.
I'm not going to tarry long. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? We're going to come pray for this young lady here tonight. The Lord's going to help her. Some of you sisters, come on, gather around her. Let's come. Let's pray. If you need to find you a place to pray, find you an altar tonight. Call on the Lord. Amen. Maybe nothing's going wrong in your life. Just ask the Lord to make you cautious. That in these last days and these last hours, that you won't be caught unaware. Oh, let's pray, church. Let's call on the Lord.
I was going down for the last time. No one heard my cry. My voice was swiftly fading. I was drifting with the tide. Then a hand from out of nowhere gently slipped in mine. And I thank God that He found me a little just in time. And just before the waves of slumber had rocked my soul to sleep, just before the angry billows had pulled me out too deep, God knows how long I've drifted. Before I saw the old lifeline, I thank God that He found me just in time. I don't remember drifting, 'cause pleasure sailed with me. When angry winds start blowing, you can drift so easily. And storms make no exception. Friend, I've sure had mine, but I thank God that He found me just in time, just before. God knows how long I drifted. Before I saw the old lifeline, I thank God that He found me just in time, just before the waves of slumber had rocked my soul to sleep. Just God knows how long I drifted. Before I saw the old lifeline, I thank God that He found me just in time. I was going down for the last time. No one heard my was swiftly fading. I was drifting with the tide. Then a hand from out of nowhere gently slipped in mine. I thank God that He found me just in time, just before the had rocked my soul to sleep. Just before the angry billows had pulled me out too deep. God knows how long I drifted. Before I saw the old lifeline, nothing. Just in time, I don't remember drifting, 'cause pleasure sailed with me. When angry winds start blowing, you can drift so easily. And storms make no exception, because friend, I've sure had mine, but I thank God that He found me just in time, just before the waves of slumber had rocked my soul to sleep. Just before the angry billows had pulled me out too deep. God knows how long I drifted before I saw the old lifeline. And I thank God that He found me just in time. Just before the waves of slumber had rocked my soul to sleep, just before the angry billows had pulled me out too deep, God knows how long I drifted before I saw the old lifeline, and I thank God. It was just in time, just before the waves of slumber had rocked my soul to sleep, just before the angry billows had pulled me out too deep. God knows how long I drifted before I saw the old lifeline, and I thank God that He found me just in time. I was going down for the last time.
Oh, that's it, sis. Come on.
No one heard my cry. Oh, my voice was swiftly fading. I was drifting with the tide. Then a hand from out of nowhere gently slipped in mine, and I thank God that He found me just in time, and just before the waves of slumber had rocked my soul to sleep, just before the angry billows had pulled me out to deep. God knows how long I drifted before I saw the old lifeline. I thank God that He found me just in time. Just before the waves of slumber had brought my soul to sleep, just before the angry billows had pulled me out to deep, God knows how long I drifted before I saw the old lifeline. And I thank God that He found me just in time. I don't remember drifting because pleasure sailed with me. When angry winds start blowing, you can drift so easily. And storms make no exception, because friend, I sure had mine. But I thank God that He found me. It was just in time. And just before the waves of slumber had rocked my soul to sleep, just before the angry billows had pulled me out too deep. drifted.